Vem.
Of the W.
So, brother, this is going to be the podcast for our Friday. Today is a very special edition of Via the W because it is what?
A vodka. A vodka.
And this week we're going to finish off our podcast with people who are vodkas. Now, remember, vodkas is an interchangeable emotion.
Right.
It could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. It could be a funny thing. It could be a stupid thing. And I tried to get a collection of all of those emotions. And you could always reach us at viatheW.com or go to our Facebook page at Vodka of the World. And, of course, you could reach my brother Art at Art the Podcaster on Twitter. So
what do we got on deck, man? What kind of vodka do we have on deck?
The first what a vodka will go for a help wanted at a nudist campground searching for a lifeguard. Okay, so Dire Woods Nudist Campground in Rhode Island is in search of a lifeguard. Okay, so. What are the qualifications that they're looking for as a nudist lifeguard, would you expect?
Well, the number one thing on the list must be you must be nude.
All right. Okay. What else do you think?
CPR qualified.
Yes. So apart from all of those, you know, just regular skills, what they're looking for is a qualified and excellent with communication skills. And then be able to work as part of a team. That's what they're looking for. Of course, CPR, and you got to swim, you got to do all of that other good stuff. But they're looking for somebody with the right communication skills and be part of a team. Jim Johnson, the campground president, says that the lifeguard can wear a swimsuit, but it is not necessary. Okay, so they don't have to be naked. They just have to be comfortable with the people around there who are going to be naked. Campground offers swimming, hiking, volleyball, and a nice sauna. Now, have you been to a nudist camp or have you seen a nudist camp?
I've never been to a nudist camp.
Okay.
I would be down.
Okay. And this
Have you?
Yes. There is a beach in San Diego.
Did you partake?
Absolutely not. Okay.
Oh, and what a vodka.
Let me tell you why. In theory, you would think that it would be a great thing to go to a nudist camp, okay? You would think that the people there were good looking. You would think that they were hot. You literally think that something is going out that you'd be like, wow, okay, I could be a part of this. But what it turns out is a bunch of old dudes, a bunch of women who should not be naked, just running around, just flaunting their shoes. So it's not an aesthetic thing, and it's kind of a gross thing because all the dudes are like saggy. They're not fit. It's not a right thing, man. It's like I don't know if you remember, one of my first jobs when I was growing up was working at Victoria's Secret.
Yes, I always thought lucky bastard.
And I could tell you that working at Victoria's Secret sucks because you you find women who should not be wearing Victoria's Secrets are actually the ones who wear it the most, because they're trying to capture the Victoria's Secret essence for them to transform themselves, like fucking the Bat Cave or whatever, right? They think it's like, okay, let me put this on and I will transform myself into a beautiful woman or whatever. So
they think it's like they think it's like walking into a phone booth and coming out Superman.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is, man. Exactly what it is. So to this nudist camp, I would like to say, what a vodka. They're not going to get somebody who is hot or anything like that. And chances are they're not going to get somebody who's qualified either. I mean, you know, for them to actually be looking for people like that, it's not going to be a good thing. So,
you know, I would like, since we're on the nudist colony kind of talk.
Yeah.
Not really a nudist colony, what I would like to partake in, but one of those like upscale sex parties.
That I think, okay, so you're talking about maybe like the hedonistic resorts in the Caribbean?
No, see, that's too mainstream, so you would get a lot of uglies there. Mm-hmm. They have, I've heard in L.A. and mm-hmm. New York and big cities like this, they yeah. have they have these wild sex parties.
They have the that, sex clubs, yes.
Yeah, but see, they'll have them to where they're only invite only.
Right.
You know, and so... all the people there are good looking.
Yeah, I really think it's more about the your affluence, your actual money. There was a diaper on the monkey. Which is okay. If I had the money, I'd love to go to somewhere where I didn't have enough money to go into those places. So I would actually that would be something to behold.
That would be badass, man, because you would go.
Yeah.
From what I've read and heard, is it's not raunchy,
right? All
right. So it's upscale. You go,
right?
They people that want to partake.
Right.
And those who don't, if there are viewing rooms, you know, if you just want to go and watch,
yes.
And you know, it's all on the up and up, you know.
Right. Everybody who attends knows that there's some type of quirk that sure. That you could satisfy.
Yeah, you know, and so you just, you know, I don't envision it being like a bunch of porn stars.
Right.
I envision it being more just a lot of like good looking people. Yes. You're right, that are rich.
Right.
You know, and then you know, the shit you would run into in every different room would just be like, whoa, holy crap, you know, and then of course what you would want is to be approached.
Did you ever see the movie Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman?
I saw it, man, but a long time ago.
Okay. That type of shit I would love. You know, that type of shit, you know. That,
yeah.
Where it is like just elitist and just going around, yeah.
Would your wife ever do that?
No. I mean, it's here's the thing. Stuff like that, man, you could always tell yourself, like, yeah, I'm down. I would like to do it. But it takes a very special type of vodka to actually go through with it. And I think you would be able to do it. I know I would be able to go through with it. But in reality, it's not necessarily one of the most normal activities that you could be part of.
I think that my wife in a drunken stupor,
right,
would be down, but with very strict guidelines,
right. Which at the same time, for somebody like us, we'd be like, okay, great, we're happy, we're going, we're happy, we're able to, you know, to be part of this, but the strict guidelines would just be like, what's the point, right?
Well, to get your foot in the door, you know, what you would expect is the long-term payout, right? So the first time I would expect, okay, you know, we're going to check it out.
It would be the hot water theory, right? Where
exactly.
You just go in and then you first have no heat, and then you turn it up until the end it boils and it goes to and it's dead.
Exactly. So that's what would be hoped. You know, you go, you check it out, you don't do anything threatening. And right. Then when you go home, you're like, hey, so what you think? Well, and then it would be like, oh, that was cool. I'd do it again.
Right.
Little does she know, the next time, you know, would be just now that she'd be more comfortable.
Right.
You know,
you would be twisting your mustache like us. Right. I'll tell you one thing, man. In my younger years, I dated a girl who would have just jumped in like head first with that.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that you always think about, like what would have happened if I would have kept on that path? And chances are I would have become like a super, super duper degenerate. I would have been just like fucking horses, like putting hooves on and shit like that, like by today's standards, you know? So
I don't see anything wrong with that, but
No, but I mean, I would tell you that there would be an extreme debauchery level that, you know, you'd be chasing an extreme high every single time. Like, I'd be wearing latex or something.
You would be chasing the unicorn, because it is true. It's quite the rabbit hole you get into.
Yeah.
And, you know, you eventually... you know, you as you start going,
right?
You have to kind of taper yourself off, because if you don't, you'll keep you know, eventually you have a eggplant in your ass, you know.
Right, you start fisting yourself, or you start holding yourself, or whatever. Yeah, I do admit that if I would have been part of that relationship for any longer, I would have gone definitely down the rabbit hole, because the stuff that she would let me do, I still haven't been able to chase in some certain levels, and I still yearn for it. But I'm glad.
Do you care to share maybe the most extreme?
Well, one of the things that I really, really, really liked about this girl was the fact that she would just let me do anything to her at any time, at any place, any time, for any period of time. And one time we went up the 395 to Independence, California, you know, where it's going up there on the 395, about probably 5 hours past Lancaster.
All right.
And the one of the best experiences was I pulled over next to a babbling brook. And there was a little bit of the traffic going on for that area. Again, you know, it wasn't like LA or anything like that, where there's car after car after car, but there were cars, there were people. And I just stood there admiring the water babbling and running and all of that, while she gratified me. And that was one of the hottest things ever, just because I was enjoying nature and, of course, the pleasure of receiving. And so, yeah, you know, that was one thing where I started chasing that high, and it was just like, yeah. So that's one of the nicer things. There were other things that I wouldn't want to share, necessarily.
I can tell your wife's criticism is looming over you.
Yeah, no, not only that. Another thing too was this kind of spills over into your first. Your first marriage, where we went to Vegas for your bachelor party, and this girl set me up with her.
Right.
So I had somebody during that time. The only thing that didn't necessarily work out was that. It was kind of nice to have somebody. It wasn't necessarily the best looking girl, but the fact that somebody set you up, said go and partake of this, just like Abraham, I could see that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, I do. I do remember that. I remember seeing that chick and thinking, okay, she's a biggin, right? But
yeah,
I did not criticize you, man, because I knew what was going down, and I knew, okay, she's fulfilling a kink here, no problem,
right? And that's what it was. It was that. And another thing this girl did was another time I went to Vegas, and I went up and met up with her and her friends and all of that, and they had a special party for her, and she got a little drunk, and there was another couple who turned out to be real swingers. I mean, big time real swingers. Yeah. And they wanted to interchange, she didn't necessarily want to go with the dude, but she was egging the girl to go with me. And then when she did go with me, she got a little bit jealous after, because the girl got into it. Really
oh, quick. Man.
Yeah, so that was pretty hot. So
man, I like that.
Yeah, it was good. But I'll tell you one thing, man.
Would you have cared if she would have hooked up with the guy?
You know, when it came to that, I think I would have cared. But it's like what you were talking about earlier, that to gain a little, you got to give a little. So I think I would have been upset, but
in the moment you would have dealt.
In the moment, you know what? That's one thing, that in the moment of that time, chances are I would have been upset, but I would have said, "Hey, continue." Yeah. So yeah.
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 Well, you know, with my wife, I could never have another dude plow her. But if I was in a relationship with a chick that was just, you know, kind of just a fun relationship type of thing, I could see being okay with it. And then, but having to have control of the situation, you know, like being like, hey, you know, hey, fucking bend over, or, you know, hey, you're going to take it like this now, or like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what's funny is when I was meeting this this group of people that I tell you that they turned out to be like real, real swingers. They were all in. I mean, the lady would just say like, oh, actually the lady had just come. She just came from a date with another dude. And when we all sat down, she was just like, oh yeah, you know, I just, because she was a little bit even overdressed for the birthday occasion. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And she was like, oh yeah, it's just because I went to Caesar's Palace or whatever. Hotel.
Yeah.
And I met one of my lovers there. And the guy was like right next to her. And I got to tell you, I think a lot of it had to be with shock value. Like they want shock
right.
value. But you could tell that the guy was not perturbed or anything like that. He was just like, oh, did you enjoy it? She goes, oh, yeah, yeah. And it was just like if your wife had gone to the salon and got her nails done.
Wow. That's a crazy mindset, huh?
Yeah, and they had... From my understanding, they had been together for a good amount of time.
Right.
You know, it wasn't just like they were just together and I think they were good enough amount of time. And last I've heard, and this was about 5-6 years ago, maybe, they were
divorced. Yeah, you got to imagine divorced. It's not going to last.
Yeah, eventually it would not, it would become a problem.
So who's our second vodka?
Okay, so for the second vodka is Dead Goose Falls from the Sky, knocks Hunter unconscious. you know me, brother. I love the stories of where animals get retribution. Right. You know, I just absolutely love it. And Robert Melhammer was hunting with three other people in Easton, Maryland, near the Miles River. And one of the guys shot at the air at a flock of Canadian geese. And, so he goes, and all of a sudden, Robert gets knocked out unconscious in the head with facial lacerations and injuries. And the Dead Goose also knocked out two of its teeth.
Wow.
Right. So geese can weigh about 12 pounds and have a wingspan of up to 6 feet. So these guys were, you know, out there hunting, drinking their barley pops and
now,
shit
was
like
this,
that.
Did it really knock out his teeth or were his teeth already gone?
Dude, I think it would have knocked the shit out of your teeth.
I'd have thought this hillbilly was already missing teeth.
Well, hillbilly or not, I mean, yes, he might have been missing a tooth. But, dude, chances are, man, the fucking goose knocked the shit out of him.
Man, so, I mean, amongst the hunter community, they must all be, like, fucking... You know, this guy can't walk into the hunter's bar with a straight
face.
Yeah, because
you know, within the hunter community, they he goes into the local watering hole and shit, and the first thing that they say is like, "What a vodka!"
Right, right.
yeah, man. I mean, I. When I saw this, I was just laughing so hard for another, like at least a good 5 minutes. I'm trying not to laugh now so I won't cough. But one of the things that I've been telling you is that this year I want to go to Texas to the Freedom Ranch to do some hog hunting.
Well, if one falls out of the sky and hits you, then
I would definitely be one of them. So to Robert Mueller, the duck hunter, we say
what a vodka.
And then we have
give me one more
so we have we have people here that that you just gotta say, what a vodka. This is a couple who met at a supermarket amid the veggie aisles, and they got married.
Or... at the supermarket. I saw this.
Okay, so we have a 69-year-old Larry Sparing and a 61-year-old Becky Smith. We're married in a community supermarket in Lower Parel, where they met 10 years ago. The aisle was 13 that they used, was where they met. And looking at the pictures and the overall sense of marriage, you could tell that this is like their second or third go around at marriage. So it's not necessarily the most special of occasion or anything like that. But if you look at their pictures, you know, they're a bunch of dorks. They're a bunch of dorks, you know. And the guy wore a camouflage shirt. He wore a hat. To them, I mean,
what a vodka! But my guess is that one of them works there.
No. That's where they met. They in the story it says that they had to go up to the owner and just say, hey, you know, we would like to use your. We met here. It's something special for us, and let's go ahead and get married. And of course, the person who married them, the official, said something like, "You know, this is my first time being at the supermarket marrying people." And the guy who owns the market is like, "Well, you know, if this is for love and this is for nice people and all of that, why the hell not?" And he just let them.
Well, I wonder if I wonder if it was an open bar.
Well, it's really, I mean, to me, it's really stupid. like I said. There's things that I could say, okay, look, you know, people are like vampires doing this, doing that. And I could see, all right, you know, I could see how that's special. But just looking at the pictures, it's like, what a bunch of dorks, man.
Yeah, these guys are worse than the fucking Dungeons and Dragon dorks.
Exactly. I have one more for you, brother. Just one more. An elderly man is arrested for murder after killing the home intruder. Okay, so
Why? We
have to go to London. We have to go to London to this one. There's a 78-year-old man who stabbed to death one of two intruders at his home after a home invasion. Okay, so after the victim was taken, you know, this guy, they're sleeping or they're just at their home. They hear rumblings, and after that, the victim was in the kitchen,
yeah,
where a struggle ensued. And one of them, one of the robbers, who was 37 years of age, was stabbed to death. So the guy runs out and was found later collapsed in a nearby road, and he was pronounced dead when he arrived in the hospital.
Right. Good riddance.
The home intruder suffered bruises on his arms and was arrested on murder on suspicion. And he was in custody up to a few days ago. But there is an update on the story. The guy's name turns out to be Mr. Osborne Brooks, and it seems that London or wherever they're at was like known to have high crime, and around their council, like their neighborhood, there was a project that they said, hey, you know what, let's pool our money together, let's put a fence here so we could get intruders out. This Mr. Osborne was one of the first people who donated the most of the money for the project that would have put a gate that would have stopped the burglars. So he's out on bail now, pending further investigation until May. But can you believe that? I mean, this is
Wait a minute. So the homeowner is in jail?
The homeowner was in custody for a few days, correct?
For killing the intruder.
Yeah. And what was interesting is the more I do a little research on these stories, I think I've said this before that, you know, I strongly believe in the Second Amendment for any gun, not just like handguns or anything, like any gun. You should be able, if the government has it, you should be able to have it as well, especially if you go through all the checks and balances and all that. And I just believe that that is like part of the checks and balances that that a country must have. And London in England has been stripping these cornerstones of their democracy little by little. So they have strict gun laws in England now. But you know what's on the rise? Stabbings. Deaths of stabbings. So they've eliminated shootings and all of that, but stabbings have gone way, way up. And this was one of the things that one of the articles that I was reading was saying that, you know, because of this, now you're arresting a guy, a 78-year-old guy who overpowered a 37-year-old who came into his house, took him down to his kitchen, you know, threatened his wife and all of that. And he overpowered. He just overpowered this old man, 78. And here's another testament to like for me, the Wadavaka goes to the whole country of the UK. But it also goes to the robber, because it just shows that, look, man, 37-year-old, how old are you?
35.
So this guy is 2 years older than you, and a 70-year-old man took over and stabbed you to death. I mean,
yeah, you kind of deserve to die for that. But you say, you know, it's a Wadavaka to all of the UK. But all of the UK is over there saying Wadavaka to the US every single time they see one of these things about there's somebody stealing cars, the police get involved, they're running with something in their hand, they get shot.
Oh, yeah.
They see videos of people fighting with the police, you know, resisting arrest. And they're saying, what a vodka, these guys, that the police are getting in trouble.
Yeah. Did you see the story of the dude that got shot in New York about like three days ago? Okay, we put the story up on Wadavaka on VFW.com. And there was this guy, and he had a pipe, okay? He had a pipe that looked, and he was holding it like a gun, and he was going around, and they have surveillance of this guy running around the streets of New York, aiming this shit at people, and just kind of going like, pow, 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 pow.
Wow.
Right. And it was a pipe.
All right.
So he goes against New York's finest. New York's finest sees him. They don't understand whether it's a pipe or not. They mow the guy down and they're like, oh shit, it's a guy who was mentally disturbed running around with a fucking pipe.
Whose fault is that?
Again, I've seen absolutely nothing wrong with a dude being mowed down. They showed pictures of like a mom and a kid, like they were just cowering because this idiot was running next to him, pointing that shit like Like if it was a
if you wanna, okay. First of all, I didn't see this, so that immediately tells me the guy wasn't black.
No, he was black.
Wow, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I would have guessed he was a white guy because I heard nothing about it. He's a black dude. Who is to blame for this guy getting shot?
In my opinion?
Yes.
Of course, the idiot who's running around, whether he's bipolar or whatever the fuck he is.
No, you know whose fault it is? It's his family's fault. It's his fucking family's fault. Because you know, you have someone like that in your family. You have a crazy in your family. Somebody's got to have an eye on him at all times. You don't just let him roam the streets with fucking pipes and shit.
Here's the thing. To me, it's gotten to a point where these guys, whatever happens to their heads or, you know, whatever, they're serious. They're seriously ill. Okay. They're seriously ill. But at the same time, you can't blame a cop shooting the fuck out of them and I can't be like, hey, you know what? It's a pipe. As a society, I can't say, well, the cop should have known it's a pipe or whatever. If he's going around pointing shit and I'm the one that is there with my family and the guy, you know,
shoot the motherfucker, mow
that motherfucker.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter to me if it's one bullet or 500.
It doesn't matter.
Please keep shooting until that fucker is not moving anymore.
Until you see the fucking innards of that motherfucker spill onto
the street. He's no longer a threat. Please keep shooting.
Yeah.
Look, this family is probably going to throw a fit. But the reality is, let's say you're the mother of this guy, right?
Yeah.
You, unfortunately, your job, you know, in your head, you thought, hey, the kid turns 18, I'm free, right? Wrong. Right. Not in this instance. Okay.
Not in this instance.
If you happen to have somebody who's got a mental ailment,
you put that motherfucker in the institution or
you
whatever.
Get you him do. Help. You put him in what in a. You have someone watch him at all times. At all times, that's your job. Your job as a parent is to do that.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have a mother, then guess what? He's got brothers and sisters or uncles or somebody. So somebody in that family failed him.
And even if the whole system has failed them. Here's where context is very important, because if you just hear this and you're just like, hey man, what kind of cops are just shooting people left and right? It's not like that. It's not like the cops said, hey, let's shoot this motherfucker down. I would like for the interview of the people who were harassed, who were cowering. I mean, if you look at the video, at the pictures, there's a lady like holding her daughter, shielding her, and this guy running next to her, you know, pointing this shit at them. I would like that woman to come up forward and say, you know what, the cops should have asked questions first before mowing this motherfucker down.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If that person says like, "Hey, you know what? I totally want to thank the New York Police Department for shooting this motherfucker down because we didn't know what we were in trouble," then that. But if you have some idiot in fucking, L.A. saying like, "This is another instance of a black person being mowed down and all of that." I just can't see it. I don't see the correlation of it.
I don't see it, and it's like the Me Too movement. It's only hurting the cause. When these instances get brought to light, it's only hurting the cause because,
who really have been part of a bigger crime and have been targeted because of their race or whatever. Right. And it all of a sudden it throws a shadow of doubt into their claim because of these idiots.
So, all right, brother.
To all of this, we say via the W. I have one just final thing, brother. There is a UFC fight coming up this Saturday, and on Monday we have a special guest.
That's right, Big Zo.
We have Big Zo. He's a guy who does an MMA podcast, and we'll be asking him questions, having a recap.
Yeah, he's our MMA insider.
Yeah, insider correspondent.
And you know, we've listened to his pod. We like what he has to say, and we invited him on, and we want to pick his brain on this upcoming weekend's fights, everything that went down with McGregor, and you know, kind of get his insider views on things. And you know, something you know, we always try to bring the best of news that we can to everybody. So we hope to get a little more insight on it from Big Zo.
He has good production value on some of his podcasts as well. So Big Zo, we're looking forward to him. And until then, you can always reach us at theW.com, our Facebook page at Vodka of the World. And you can always reach our brother Art at Art the Podcaster.
That's right.
And until then, we say V
of the W.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.